Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation and beyond our borders as well. A lot happening in and out of D.C. The fervor over Chris Christie, the New Jersey governor, still has not died down. And if you're counting, it's 3 weeks plus, which is wild. That's more than 15 minutes. He's gotten about a half an hour or so on this one. Bridgegate has led the former governor of New York, George Pataki, to say he is damaged goods because of what has happened here, while Chris Christie is saying that he's the victim and this is just a game of gotcha and he can't believe what's happened with this scandal. Would you believe if I told you that Gallup did a poll on the most religious state and the least religious state, and the least religious was Vermont? What do you think the most religious was? I'm going to tell you coming up a little bit later here on ATN. And in the meantime, money, 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 we know the old adage of follow the money and see where it leads you. Following the money has Senator Orrin Hatch furious over IRS bonuses. The chief of the U.S. Internal Revenue Service is going to testify, and trust me, that is like chum to sharks, because the IRS is nobody's friend, don't we know it? And that's going to happen this week for the first time since taking over the IRS in December. I think there's going to be some explaining that has to happen for this chief. Hatch says that it's hard to think of a group of less deserving people who should get bonuses than IRS employees. And, of course, the Republicans are hammering the IRS hard. They've been doing it for a while now, since the controversy over the applications for tax-exempt status from conservative political groups to, you know, were subjected to extra, more time-consuming, shall we say, eyes and scrutiny. So on Wednesday, that'll happen. I'm sure we'll have some interesting things to talk about there for sure. And I don't know. Well, I know what the answer is going to be. The answer is going to be, well, we have to keep certain people. So John Koskinen, I think that's how you say it, Koskinen will probably use that when he's testifying before the House of Representatives, the Ways and Means Committee anyway, on all kinds of IRS things. And there are a few things to talk about. And it's going to stem back to the Tea Party targeting, really. And that's certainly where these wounds opened up, without a doubt. What were the bonuses? The IRS said it expects to pay out about $62.5 million in performance bonuses, including $43.4 million to union workers and over $19 million to managers and other employees. They say they paid $89.1 million in bonuses in 2012. And the chief said, look, this is money best spent on our existing, this is spent on our existing employees. And that it's one of the top priorities to restore public trust, of course, since what's happened. And this is what the deal is. And if you remember, before that lousy Super Bowl, the president did 10 minutes with Bill O'Reilly on Fox. And the president said some boneheaded decisions were to blame for the extra scrutiny the IRS had applied to the Tea Party groups, and that the issue's been cleared up during multiple hearings in Congress. I think it's going to be opened up again. It's just too easy to seize on this one. So that's one of the things that will come out of Washington this week. Certainly not the only thing. Another thing that'll be talked about, at least for the Democrats. Democrats are upset, would you believe, because of the push for Clinton. As all of these PACs spring up to support Hillary Clinton's presidential bid in 2016, it drains the money. It siphons the money from candidates in the midterm elections this fall. So they're fighting to keep their head above water in the Senate in the midterms. And because of these pro-Clinton super PACs, it's eating into the money that the other candidates who need it to win in November won't get, and the Democrats can see the handwriting on the wall. So they're calling for donors, for money, and developing super PACs dedicated specifically to the House and Senate races, along with the other ways that they raise money. See, it's all good until they take the pot of honey away. Wait, I was supporting that idea until now you're taking it out of my campaign. And I mean, I think this is just the beginning of things. This is an early campaign push. I mean, this is early. And the PAC, one of the PACs is called Ready for Hillary. They're collecting email addresses. They're going to grassroots supporters. They're trying to draw Clinton into the race. And one of the big advisors for this is a guy named Craig Smith. He was part of Bill Clinton's White House. So they had a pair of fundraising events in Philly last week. Tickets for one of the events started at $20, with people offered the title of co-host or vice chair for bringing in more money. And they had like 400 people at the event, something like that. And I think this is just the start of it, like I said. I mean, already people are writing some pretty big checks for her bid. And so what a juggernaut she's become in the Democrats' plight to try to save some of their houses. 17 seats. That's the number of Democrats. That's what they would need to win House control. 17 seats. How much does that cost? It costs a lot. It costs, they think it costs over $42 million. That's what it was in 2013. Wow. There are 52 competitive House races. 52. For Republicans, that's music to their ears that the money is being thrown in the direction of Hillary Clinton. So coming up next on America Tonight, we're going to talk about something I think is totally cool. Talking cars. Yeah. Would you like your car to talk to you? I think I get talked at enough. I don't know if I want a talking car. I mean, it sounds good, but I don't think it's something that I want to be forced to deal with. How about you? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hairbrained idea of the talking car. Didn't they do that once on TV? David Hasselhoff and the whole kit thing. Yeah, I'm just saying. Leave that to the Hollywood types. Dan is listening to us in Texas. Howdy, Dan. What's happening?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Let me see. There was this skunk and this deer and this giraffe that all stopped in at a bar for a drink. And so after being served with the drinks, the bartender gave them the price. And the skunk says, well, I've only got 1 cent. And the deer says, well, I'm only a buck. And the giraffe said, well, looks like the high balls are on me once again.
I like that. That's
okay.
Good.
Now, as far as Christy goes, it ain't over till the fat man sings, and he's doing the Schultz defense. I know nothing. You know, so you can forget that. I mean, Hogan's Hero Time, here we go again. And the dog and pony show that the Washington people are playing with the investigation of the IRS, that's just to keep our little minds off of what Obama and Obamacare is
yep.
recommendation for. You know that.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
The next little item is for the next shoe to fall. Watch your stock market keep going down, 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 because the game is over. You cannot keep depleting the American dollar without interest rates going sky high.
Yeah.
And Bernanke got out just at the right time. Now, John Ellen's going to be the fall girl, not fall guy, but fall girl, and all hell's going to break loose. This game is over with. The guys that made the money, they've got theirs. They're selling out everything they got. They're banking their profits. And the little guy's about ready to get squashed like there ain't no tomorrow.
That's right. Right. So if you have, absolutely, thanks, Dan, for that. If you have money in the stock market, I'm not giving you financial advice. I'm saying, just like Dan said, really watch it, because you can roll it into cash and sell it off. It's just called a sell-off. Especially if you're watching it independently. It's different if you're in a company. That's where it gets trickier, because there's a couple of times we have that open enrollment thing and you're stuck at that point. I don't think you can go in and stop it and sell off whatever's there. But be very, very careful. I think he's right. The handwriting was on the wall and old Ben dumped out, and the rich people, in fact, I saw a headline, something like, you know, oh, the rich people are upset because now they're not getting what they want, and they have all the marbles in the game, or the big chunks of it anyway. So that's what they'll do. They'll be these sell-offs. They'll call them sell-offs. And for the most part, some what we would call blue-chip stocks will be okay. They'll hang in there. They might not have massive gains. But a lot of things will really, really start to tank. You know, this is kind of a sidebar comment, but it's the little things in life that you can't believe that you just never noticed before. You know what I'm talking about? So I have a little bit of a cold, of course, again, and I've been sucking on those Halls. You know, some people get Vicks, some people get Halls and get whatever kind of cough drop. This isn't an ad for them because I just want something that works. And I noticed that with the wrappers, do you believe this? This is your cough drop. With the wrappers, it said something like, get a little fired up with every one you take or something like that. So I started to look at it, and there's messages on the tiny wrapper. And the messages say things like, conquer today, be resilient, dust off and get up, fire up those engines, don't wait to get started. Who came up with that idea? Put a little strut in it, elicit a few wows today. High five yourself, bet on yourself, keep your chin up. I mean, how crazy is these subliminal messages on the Hall's tiny wrapper? And I wonder how many people actually notice them. And the only reason I noticed, this is what it said. It said a pep talk in every drop. And because I saw the little tiny print, I started to look at the whole little tiny wrapper. It's like a square. It looks like a little patch. And then, so the first one I unwrapped said, go get it. Get back in the game. Gee, that's going to help when someone's hacking up a lung. Get back in the game. And then the last one, I'm not going to pound you with these, but the last one was march forward. March forward, sure, yeah. When you're laid up, you can't breathe, and you feel like you're choking. You're that person in church or at the back of the room or in class or at work that just keeps on hacking and coughing, and everybody flees in a different direction, because we all know how contagious it is. The people around you get sick, boom, you get sick. It's just like that, isn't it? All right, so I said this thing, I wanted to give you the payoff here about this Gallup poll. More than 4 in 10 Americans consider themselves very religious. So not just saying the word religious, they're saying very religious. The most religious state, I won't make you wait too long for this, is Mississippi. 61% for all of you listening in Mississippi, 61% describe themselves as very religious. Vermont, as I already mentioned, not very religious. 22% saying they're not very religious. So the results weren't a surprise in the poll, I don't think, because very little has changed when they've done these polls. The most religious areas continue to be the South, the state of Utah, and the Midwest states. And the least religious areas are in New England, the Pacific Northwest, and some other Western states. The poll showed that 10 of the 11 most religious states in 2013 were in the South. The exception was Utah. Majority of the residents identify themselves as Mormons, the most religious of any major religious group in the country. And the 10 least religious states in 2013 are from two areas, New England and the West, like I already said. The New England states and New Hampshire continue. New Hampshire, one of the least religious states in the United States as well. So how about that? 29.4% of Americans, non-religious, saying religion wasn't an important part of their daily lives and that they seldom or never went to any kind of a religious service. The remaining 29.2% were classified as moderately religious, saying religion was important in their lives, but they didn't go to services regularly, or that religion wasn't important, but they still attended services. That's kind of interesting. I thought I was reading that wrong. Religion wasn't important, but they still go to services. So what, are they hedging their bet? You know the old joke about, well, you know, just in case, I want to make sure I have myself covered. I'm just thinking, if you're saying you're not religious and then you're going anyway, what's up with that? There's got to be something, and I think it is that idea that, well, if everybody else is saying that this is the way it is, I don't want to be wrong and then find myself in a crazy position. All right, Anthony Fox. Here he is talking about the talking car. Anthony Fox, the Secretary of Transportation.
Keeping drivers safe is the most important advantage of V2V. To capture the safety benefits of this new technology, NHTSA will soon begin work on a rule that will require V2V technology in all new vehicles.
Wow. So meaning that your car can say, look out for that collision. Vehicle-to-vehicle crash avoidance systems is what they're talking about. Anthony Fox, the Department of Transportation, he is the Secretary of Transportation, and that he says he hopes that he's going to be able to finish this mandate before he leaves office. And, of course, this kind of technology is still several years away, but they want to require new cars to be able to communicate with each other. That would be wild to see that. My car talks to your car at the stoplight. They say it would prevent tens of thousands of crashes every single year. It sounds kind of sketchy to me. I'm just saying. I don't know. Does it sound sketchy to you? Coming back on the flip side, we're talking numbers here on America Tonight.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
There's a huge article today in the WSJ, and I happen to see it. A lot of people are talking about this word. Have you heard it? Crowdfunding. In other words, it's a great way to beg for money when you're an entrepreneur, and it works. Here's what's happened, they say. 56 is the number of projects that have raised at least $1 million. $959 million is totally pledged to projects. 10% of projects have finished without receiving a single pledge. 80% of projects that raised more than 20% of their goal have ended up successfully funded. How about that? 44% at a place like Kickstarter, 44% of projects have reached their funding goals. And how it works is you're looking for funds, for money, and you have to set a deadline within 60 days of the start date and a goal amount for funding. So I think the smart thing to do is to, they say, is to gather support before you actually launch. And they talk about a young woman who came up with the idea of cubes of coffee, which as a coffee drinker, I don't know, sounds intriguing to me. That you could have cubes, and I guess, could you carry them with you? I don't know the whole details on her company. But she reached $1,000 within 24 hours. She got 15,000. She got the 15,000 target of the previous project. She hit that on the fourth day, and apparently she's getting what she needs. And she reached out to a lot of different people. The idea is exactly what I said. The idea is the cubes make instant coffee and hot cocoa. And so that's what she wants to do. And that's her company. And that's her idea. So her idea ends up being funded to the tune of $82,000. $82,000. I'd say that's pretty good. Getting money from other people to start the company, which that is a big word. That's a big thing that people talk about, crowdfunding. And it worked for her anyway. Sad news to report, although she had a pretty good life, Joan Mondale, the wife of the former Vice President Walter Mondale, died on Monday. Her husband and sons and other family members were at her side. That's the statement that was released out of Westminster Presbyterian Church in Minneapolis. And she was actually a pretty popular lady. A lot of people really, really liked Joan Mondale. And as I said, she lived a pretty good life. She died at the age of 82. And think about that whole run that Mondale made. I think of Mondale and Geraldine Ferraro and how they just got clobbered. But, of course, he was the VP, and that was different with his family, you know, beside him as he was campaigning and all that sort of stuff. And he was the VP for Jimmy Carter. More numbers to talk about. And, boy, there were always a lot of them. I'm never at a loss for coming up with numbers. That's why we started the segment that we throw in once in a while called We Can Count. So here's one for you. Unfortunately, not necessarily a happy one, but a 79-year-old killed three people backing out of a church parking space. I mean, that when you see some of the church parking lots and you see how close, sometimes how crazy people get to park near each other and all that kind of stuff. When I first saw this headline, that's what I thought. What happened was this 79-year-old was a Florida woman who backed over seven people, actually, on Sunday. She was backing out of a handicapped space in the parking lot. And unfortunately, she hit all those people, and three of them died. Can you imagine? And three of them were people that apparently she knew. They were people from Bradenton. This is, again, in Florida. And they died as a result of those injuries. Boy, that's awful. Going to church and having that happen. And people were, there were a couple of witnesses. They just watched as the car went in reverse. And the pedal got stuck, is what they're saying. That Doreen Lanstra is her name. The pedal got stuck. And it was just a terrible, awful accident. And apparently her husband was in the car. They didn't have any injuries, but unfortunately, the other people, the seven other people, had some injuries and three died. And I guess it's just a question of whether or not she'd face any charges. The Florida Highway Patrol said that the accident isn't alcohol-related. So if you're saying you're backing out of a handicapped space and then something like that happens, you got to assume they're probably, I guess, they're not going to charge her, but who knows? Maybe they still could go manslaughter way, rather. This is pretty big when you think about it. The Super Bowl between Denver and the Seahawks, which we're going to talk about the commercials coming up in our next segment, was such a boring blowout game. However, there were a lot of people that watched that boring blowout game. I think I was a little bit surprised. I didn't think that we wouldn't see any people watching the game. But 111.5 million viewers. So it easily becomes the most watched Super Bowl in history. The most watched. Which I would think that people, because you could tell that they were getting schooled. But the Broncos were just not going to come back. they weren't. It was looking like they weren't going to put up any points on the board, that it was going to be a pure shutout. But that's the final rating. So the final ratings are that this game is fifth of all time. Fifth of all time. The biggest one, the season finale, ended up to be the biggest one to date. 111.5 million to see that. The most watched Super Bowl, the most watched program. They say, actually now they're saying, if you look at it, it tops 2012 by 200,000 viewers. So then that actually makes it for sure the biggest show ever to air on U.S. TV. Biggest show ever. It's up 3 million from last year's Super Bowl, which averaged 108.4 million viewers, the Ravens and the 49ers. And that was close. But there was a power outage that stopped the game for 30 minutes. Remember that. And so I think that people, you know, it's all that hype. People wanted to watch, and whether it was even just to watch the spectacle of it all, I guess, I don't know. But that is an incredible amount of people watching that game. And whatever network it's on, they promo their shows. And whatever network it is, that's what they're trying to do, push to get them to stay over for the next shows. So this was on Fox, and New Girl, some show called New Girl, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine averaged 20.8 million viewers over 62 minutes. That's huge to pick up that many, possibly that many people, and maybe you get a few of them to stay, so that helps the television shows. So that's, for the actors and the people who create those shows, they have to love that. Because it gives them a chance. It gives them a chance to have more eyes on the product that maybe normally wouldn't be there because they leave the TV on. And, you know, then look what happens. They can possibly have some of them stick around, because certainly not, I don't think that whole number would stick around, not even close. But if they even get a little bit of that runoff, they're doing okay. You know, let's put it that way. They're doing okay. And by the way, I want to correct myself. I think I said Joan Mondale was 82. She's 83 when she died. 83 when she died. She went into hospice on Friday. But I wanted to correct that. And then finally, this last one, the FCC put an extra $2 billion, they say, into Internet for Schools of the high-speed variety. And they say that they're hoping, or $2 billion over 2 years, hoping that rate will pick up, because so many of the kids are doing everything on the internet, or they're using the internet for school projects and all that kind of stuff, and that they need to be able to kick that up a bit. And they call it the E-rate. It's been giving schools like $2.4 billion a year, but the demand has obviously exceeded that amount. So the FCC said they had to do something more with the E-rate funding. Only about half has gone toward equipping the schools and libraries with high-speed internet across the board. So they're looking at it in a very business way, and this is what they're doing. Nearly all U.S. schools have access anyway to basic internet, but the speed and the quality is not where it needs to be with the amount of work that these kids are given. All right, stay with us. We're talking Super Bowl commercials coming up around the bend.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
One of the things we talked about all week and all last week was not having any regrets and just waking up and being a world champion. And we were able to do that last night. It was an unbelievable game. We clicked on all cylinders on offense, defense, and special teams. And our fans were unbelievable at the game. It's not easy. You know, I believe separation is in the preparation. You know, I get ready every day. And my quarterback coach, Coach Carl Smith, my offensive coordinator, Daryl Bevel, we work at it every day, and we're mentally trying to grow. We're always on that constant quest for knowledge, and you know, I want to be great one day. I want to continue to grow, and I want to do all the things necessary to win football games and to help my football team win.
We had a great party that was rolling at our place. How good is it when you have your owner up on stage playing a guitar with his own band, you know? Paul was hot last night, and he was tearing it up. Big licks, you know. You could just feel the extension of it all the way throughout all of the 12s that are out there, and all the way back home. You know, I know that there was a great celebration going on back there, and it kind of got connected through Paul. You know, the Seattle-born guy. They really connected us and made it a great party. And so, and I think Paul picked up the bill too, which is, you know, fun.
All right, that is a piece of history right there. Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll talking about the end of the Super Bowl. I mean, they're, you know, what the season was like, all that kind of stuff. I thought both of them well-spoken and pretty excited about what happened, and they were celebrating almost from the get-go because they realized they had the number of the Denver Broncos and beyond. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you as we make those final couple of turns for this hour of America tonight. Matt, you were watching the Super Bowl. Were you surprised at the way the game started, first of all, with the safety, and then what started to happen to Denver?
I can't believe what happened. I mean, Peyton didn't have any time to throw, and when he was throwing, they're getting tipped, and I can't believe Denver's offense got shut down the way it did, and I think a lot of people around the country, including myself, underestimated how good Seattle's defense really was.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know that the whole setup of the number one offense and the number one defense, and so many football folks say this all the time about the defense, the defense, the defense, and what we saw was real. I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't a masquerade, and they put it on display. Plus, I think there was some serious motivation, because even though it was only a couple of points and people were saying this could go either way, the Seahawks weren't really getting the big respect. It was really about Denver, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. And, I mean, I just think the entire game, you were waiting for Denver's offense to finally get going, and it just never happened. It never happened. Even at the end of the game, when nobody was even really trying, they still were struggling. And it just, I mean, it was something so unlike that anyone's seen from Peyton this year, because he's just been so automatic, and his offensive line wasn't blocking well. His receivers weren't getting open. He was throwing pretty bad passes, too. Even when he did have guys that were a couple steps open, he'd overthrow the ball or throw it to the wrong part of the field and just wasn't hitting anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so the payoff, I think, for all of us, you were at a Super Bowl party. Were the people there bored with the game and just kind of focusing on commercials?
I think it was just bored with the game in general. We actually started a ping pong tournament in the basement to kind of coincide with the game, because nobody's really watching it anymore.
Yeah. Who was going to watch that? There came to the point where it just slipped away, but somehow it ends up being the most watched thing. I guess TVs were left on. Who knows? What was your favorite commercial?
I didn't really have one that stood out that much to me, because I thought this year it was a little blasé. Like, I didn't think there was a real, like, defining commercial. The Tebow ones were pretty decent. I thought the, and there were a couple of them where they were getting the bands get back together. You had the Seinfeld reunion commercial. You had the Full House kind of reunion commercial. Some of those were all right, but I didn't think there was anything that was just, I don't know, that everyone was really talking about today.
Yeah, I don't think there was either. I mean, there was a couple that I liked, but we talked about a little bit on our previous show, and a couple of people called, and they didn't really say that anything really knocked their socks off either, that some of them were pretty well done, but there wasn't anything that just blew everybody away. I liked the Tim Tebow commercials and T-Mobile. I thought it was just cleverly done. We wanted you to hear a little snippet of that.
Tim Tebow here. Everyone thinks I want a contract, but without one, I've done so much this year.
Nervous father's the mind!
Like 20 motions! Why
did he
breathe?
Without a contract,
there he is.
I've tackled the unknown.
Gotcha.
I've answered tough questions.
We can save the whales, we can talk to animals, and we can bring world peace.
Iceland. Ice here.
They put him in different roles. It was so clever, delivering a baby, you know, anything you could possibly think of as a big stretch. And I think it did match with T-Mobile, the whole idea of no contract, we'll get your contract, all of that. So I think whoever came up with that, they hit the mark. You knew what the product was. You knew what the clever twist was. So at least you could connect him with what was happening there. The other one that I thought was clever, but I'm not so sure it really sold the product, was the Audi one. And we have a little tiny bit of that.
I think I like this little guy.
I love this one.
You know, you could always compromise and breed them together. Dobra Wawa. You know what I mean?
I've never seen a breed like this,
nor have I.
I don't know what to make of it, frankly.
It's unsettling. It's disturbing to look at it directly. How did this dog get past regions? That's what I want to know.
I'm Sarah McLaughlin. Will you help these misunderstood animals?
Sarah McLaughlin, that was kind of a clever twist there, because she does those really sad, depressing commercials about the animals and what's happening to them and how they have to be euthanized and all that stuff. And so her playing in that spot in the commercial, I think, was very, very well done. But in the end, did it really sell you an Audi? I don't think it, an Audi, I don't think it did. Because I didn't make the connection to the car, I believe, except for they were talking about the art of compromise. for what it's worth, I don't think that that worked. So what they do the next day is they rate the commercials. And just because we had these conversations, Radio Shack seemed to be the big winner overall. They want their 80s back, which I thought was kind of clever, actually.
I forgot about that one. That was pretty decent because it was they're basically like kind of, you know, having a little self-deprecation humor on themselves as being Radio Shack. Everyone knew them in the 80s, but now why would anybody go there? Because you have kind of the big box stores of Best Buy, Target, whatever. But then everyone shops online, too, so it's kind of like, why would you be going to Radio Shack? So it's also like it's rebranding and kind of, you know, a little humor on themselves, and I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. They were, because their stores were crappy. They got crappy and they were closing and everything else. And so I think their spot hit the mark. Absolutely. It was good.
Another interesting one, too, is, and I don't know if you've seen this yet, but it was a viral ad that Newcastle and Anna Kendrick put out. And it kind of went all over Twitter. And they actually, it was billed as a failed Super Bowl ad, but it was just Anna Kendrick talking about why she wouldn't be in a Super Bowl ad. And it was actually pretty funny, and it's been getting a lot of attention.
Ooh.
And when you think about it, it's a pretty smart idea because they didn't have to pay for any airtime. All they did is just kind of send it out on the internet and on Twitter.
And pay her.
And pay her, and a lot of attention has been paid to it. So that's another interesting thing.
All right, so we'll have to check that one out. And Anna Kent, pretty good actress and very popular right now. Then the other thing that was rated pretty well was the Chrysler commercial, a two-minute commercial. Bob Dylan, shockingly, was in this, because when you see Bob Dylan, and he had a great line in it where he talked about, let Germany brew your beer, let Switzerland make your watch, let Asia assemble your phone, we will build your car. And because of the way his voice is, too, especially the Dylan-esque voice, which was him, I thought that was good. I thought it was good. Does it sell cars? Does it sell Detroit and the significance of Detroit? I'm not so sure. But it was executed well.
And another ad, too. Let's see, I'm thinking about all the ones that kind of got my attention on blogs and stuff today. It's a regional ad. And everyone should go out and look at this. It's Jamie Casino. It was aired in Georgia. It's a local ad only. It was he spent a lot of money to get the two minute block of time in Georgia. And he's a personal injury lawyer. And it is the craziest commercial I've ever seen. It's Hollywood-esque, just craziness. You got to check it out.
All right,
Jamie Casino.
Jamie Casino, Anna Kendrick. We got to Google those things, folks. Want to tell you this, if you wanted a Super Bowl ad, you know how much it would cost? $4 million for a 30-second spot. Wow. That averages out, they say, to just over $133,000 a second. That would put some pressure on you for sure. Any thoughts on the show? Share them with us, americatonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.